Hello, and welcome to Five for the Day. I have recently joined the ranks of the retired. It's so strange not having that Sunday evening feeling anymore. You know, the feeling of sitting on the armchair at about 9 o'clock in the evening, wondering on earth what happened to the weekend, getting my mind ready for Monday morning work mode. But for me, retirement has opened up a new chapter in my life. I still find myself busy, but now I control when and where I am busy. I received a phone call from my brother-in-law a few days ago. It was an invitation to accompany him along with some of his friends for a walk in the Gower. Well, I thought, now that I'm retired, I have the time, and a walk doesn't sound too strenuous, I have the energy. So I accepted his kind invitation. Kitted out with my walking boots and rucksack, I met my brother-in-law along with his friends, and we caught the bus to Clanmaddoch in the Gower. The walk commenced in the village of Clanmaddoch, up to the top of the high hill, dropping down to Llangenneth, up to the hill to Rosilli Point before dropping down to our destination, Rosilli. The views were spectacular, but within 10 minutes of starting the climb up to the top of the hill at Clanmaddoch, I thought my lungs were going to explode. The others, in all fairness, waited for me to catch up every so often, and even waited for me to have a breather before continuing our ascent. I felt fine at the top of the hill and walking down to the other side to Llangenneth, but I found myself again struggling going up from Llangenneth to Rosilli Point. The others in our little group were all older, leaner, and fitter than myself. It was like I was carrying 2 to 3 stone in my rucksack compared to the others, and my body was having to work much harder to keep up with them. On completion of the walk, I reflected on the day, and I realized I needed to have a change of lifestyle. I had to watch what I was eating and lose weight. As somebody once told me, you can spend 20 minutes in a gym working out and only lose the equivalent of 1 bar of chocolate. It would be better, perhaps, if you didn't eat the chocolate bar in the first place. It was evident to me that going for a walk with my brother-in-law highlighted 3 things. I was carrying excess weight. My brother-in-law and his friends were thoughtful and encouraging. If my body is taking rubbish in, then in terms of fitness and health, it will be rubbish going out. I am reminded of a verse in the Bible. It is found in the New Testament book of Hebrews, chapter 12 and verse 1. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Sometimes there are those of us carrying things in life that are weighing us down, making a struggle, not good for us. And we look to others for help, but really the solution lies with us. If I go on another walk with my brother-in-law and his friends and wish to keep up with them, when we're going uphill especially, I'm the one who has to lose the weight. I'm the one who has to have a change of lifestyle. Stop taking rubbish. It is also good to choose friends that will be encouraging and not stumbling blocks or judgmental. May God, through Jesus Christ, give us the strength to run with perseverance the race that is set before us. Thank you for listening to Five for the Day.